With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's highest court will be deciding if former President Trump can be prosecuted on election interference charges. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on Mr. Trump's immunity claim on April 22nd. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is being praised, and he's being panned following his announcement that he'll step down as minority leader in November, although he will serve out the rest of his term through 2027.
McConnell leaves the Senate and the Republican Party itself at a crossroads. Wednesday's announcement comes before the Super Tuesday presidential primary elections, when Donald Trump is expected to sweep up more states to the Republican Party nomination. McConnell has yet to endorse Trump, and the two men have not spoken since December. Trump's rise left the long-serving McConnell few options, but first he wanted to secure the Ukraine aid package, which overwhelmingly passed the Senate but is now stalled in the House. Keith Peters reporting.
Congressional negotiators have worked out a deal aimed at averting a partial government shutdown this coming weekend, funding federal agencies through March 22nd. Congressional approval is required, though, before it's a done deal. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump and President Biden staged dueling border visits today. Mr. Trump visits the southern border at Eagle Pass, Texas, while Mr. Biden goes to Brownsville, Texas. A Russian rocket has successfully placed an Iranian satellite in orbit. The launch underscores increasingly close ties between Moscow and Tehran. This is Leap Day, something that comes around every 4 years to keep the seasons in sync with the orbit of the Earth. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher following the latest inflation report. The Dow is up 86 points, NASDAQ 134 points higher. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans support a 16-week abortion ban.
According to the latest poll from YouGov, 48% of respondents think barring the procedure after 16 weeks of pregnancy is reasonable. 35% oppose such a ban, 16% are not sure. Former President Trump has indicated his support for a 16-week ban, but President Biden says he doesn't want any kind of federal limitation on abortion, vowing to return the country to Roe versus Wade if he wins the election in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Kentucky are working on a bill that would grant the right to collect child support for unborn children. A number of Republican-led states are considering legislation that takes into account the humanity of unborn babies. Georgia also allows prospective parents to claim its income tax deduction for dependent children before birth. And Utah enacted a pregnancy tax break last year. This is SRN News. The battle against wildfires raging in the Texas panhandle goes on as the inferno spreads.
It's led to evacuations, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 60 counties. It's part of a complex of fires that's jumped into Oklahoma as well.
It is jumping the road right now, north-south.
Video from KWTV, KOTV in Ellis County, Oklahoma, shows a line of flame and a wall of smoke 180 degrees across a horizon of rolling grassy hills. Fire crews have been battling the blaze and shutting down roads, and local ranchers are rounding up cattle. Officials in Borger, Texas, told residents to be ready to leave. Resident Adriana Hill said it was like a ring of fire around the town with no way out because all four main roads were closed. She said luckily they were saved by a northern wind that blew the fire in the opposite direction. I'm Jennifer King.
A shooting late last night in Orlando, Florida, left at least one person dead, several others injured. More details, SRNNews.com.